This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Mexico's president responded to President Donald Trump's tariff threats with caution Friday, urging dialogue over coercive measures in the latest conflict over the country's migration policies. AP's Sagar Magani has details.
The president says he'll put escalating tariffs on all Mexican imports starting next week unless Mexico does more to stop Central American migrants heading for the U.S. He says that would also stop the drug flow and warns Mexico American companies will start coming back home to avoid paying the tariffs. Asked what Mexico can do to stave off the import duties, Trump spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says it could stop and send home the migrants.
That would be a very big first step.
The president has backed off past demands to Mexico, such as when he threatened to close the southern border 2 months ago. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Americans will likely feel the effect of the tax that President Trump says the U.S. will impose on goods from Mexico. As AP correspondent Rita Foley reports, everything from tomatoes to tequilas to pickup trucks could be more expensive.
At least three things Americans really like will almost certainly cost more if President Trump goes through with his plan to tax imports from Mexico: food, beer, and SUVs. That trip to Chipotle and the Chevy Blazer you're planning to buy? Pricier. The SUVs made in Mexico. The tomatoes and avocados many of us eat come from Mexico, too. Chipotle shares fell before the market opened Friday morning. GM got hammered, too. It makes pickups and SUVs in Mexico and imports more vehicles than any other American automaker. I'm Rita Foley.
President Trump's threatened tariffs against Mexico sent stock prices down on Wall Street, with all three major indices finishing the week in negative territory. This is VOA News. Officials in Afghanistan.